when you take a look at not just Yellowstone, but when you take a look at hundreds of other anomalies around the world that are happening, and in the solar system, you'd see that there's something definitely going on.
What about weather? What about weather?
Extreme weather. Let's back up just a couple years talking about weather. In 2006, the National Climate Data Center released their 2006 report showing the significant and extreme weather anomalies around the world, and they indicated that never before has there been so many droughts, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and in places where they normally do not occur ever in the history of their recording. Now, that's in 2006. Guess what? The very next year. They then report that 2007 was the weirdest weather year on record as these disasters continue to increase. So, in other words, 2007 topped even 2006 report. Let me give you a few examples of the oddities and the frequency in the last few years, and then I'd like to cap it with a report from Oxfam in London. We had first snowfall in Baghdad in over 100 years. Tornadoes in Cairo and London. In 2007, we had records on the number of tornadoes hit in New York City, Iran, and Oman. Tornadoes doubled in 2008 and prior years. Afghanistan suffered the worst weather in 30 years. More than a million homeless and flooding in China last year. The worst snowstorms in 50 years slams China, and millions are marooned. New Zealand volcanoes erupt without warning following some cyclones. 1.8 million people are evacuated as a typhoon pounds China, and heat waves kill people from Tennessee and across Europe. This is last year. And now this is the latest Oxfam London study report. If you don't mind, let me read just a couple sentences here.
Okay.
You'll see what we're talking about in terms of weather. London reports that natural disasters have quadrupled in the last 20 years, with flooding worldwide increased sixfold. The planet is now experiencing about 500 natural disasters per year compared to the last 100-year norm of 120 per year. This Oxfam study was compiled using data from the Red Cross, the United Nations, and specialist researchers at Louvain University in Belgium. And I'd like to quote this one phrase from the report. This summarizes it all. Quote, "This is not a freak year," referring to 2008 and now. "It follows a pattern of more frequent, more erratic, more unpredictable, and more extreme weather events that are affecting more people," unquote.
You know,
don't see an end.
The whole topic of climate change is politically charged, supercharged. If you mention the term global warming, you got half the people want to cut your throat or something. You know, I remember you mentioned snow in Baghdad the first time in 100 years. We had a big snow here in December in the Las Vegas Valley. It's not unprecedented, but it's very unusual. And people would write in to say, aha, here's proof that there's no global warming because it's cold here. But it did seem to strike me that there's something odd going on with the weather, whether it's global warming or global cooling, or I guess it's manifesting itself in different places in different ways.
It's a little erratic, and a lot of Earth's weather is also connected directly with the sun. And what you would expect, whatever affects as our solar system gets closer, the sun is nothing but a star. It will be affected by this plane as well. And anything that affects the sun is going to have replications on the world's weather. Let me give you an example of what's happening with the sun. 2003 was the end of the solar minimum, you know, the 11-year solar cycle. The
right.
Next solar maximum, as we know, is going to be in 2012. Well, during the year of the solar minimum, 2003, the sun literally went on, and the NSA reports, and I quote, a rampage. And it had more X-class flares during a solar minimum than any time they had in recorded history. I mentioned briefly a couple of the X-class flare numbers. They are afraid of what's going to happen. If that was a minimum, they're afraid is what's going to happen when 2012 comes along, which is the solar minimum, which just coincidentally happens to reside at the time that we're saying that we should be nearest the center of this galactic plane.
Okay, now, what could happen? How bad does that get?
Let me tell you how bad. NSA just released a report, the NSA being the National Academy of Sciences. They released a report 2 days ago. And they were referencing a power grid breakdown, the largest major solar storm that had ever existed in the history that of recording, happened in 1859. And it caused telegraph wires to short out in the United States and Europe. From that little bit of information, they were able to surmise the energy, project what type of event is about to happen. And the report is actually incredibly scary. They indicated that as a result of the solar minimum years, a remarkable rampage occurred with 10 major solar flares, and it knocked out two Earth-orbiting satellites and crippling an instrument aboard the Mars orbiter. They are indicating that this 2012 event, they have no way of knowing, if the same type of storm occurs in 2012 that occurred in 1859 during the solar maximum, and they expect it to be more intense because of what just happened a few years ago, that it has the potential of knocking out the power grid in the United States and all around the world.